We're on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Amud. Tan Rabbanan, Gemar quotes a Braisa. Nichnas lebeis hakisei, koilatz tvila berichas davaram. It means there's a makom where there is tzoa there. We have the toilets that we have are what the Gemara is going to call beis hakisei shel parsim. The Persians had that the tzoa and the meraglim would sit there for a few minutes and then they would flush it out and it would disappear. So the Gemara says the way we have that they wash it out right away, after a few minutes, doesn't have a din of a beis hakisei. But in the days of the Gemara, the tzoya would be sitting there for weeks and weeks and weeks until there was no room. And then they would remove the tzoya. So that's hamokam bizoyan. So anichnas la beis hakisei, you're not allowed, you shouldn't go in with the tefillin on. That's a bizoyan to the tefillin. So it should be marchik. It wasn't a separate room. It's al panei asoda in the field. So you should be marchik davaramas from the place where the tzoya is. You should take off the tefillin before you reach davaramas samach l'tzoya. Amar Abach Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheish Shalosh Shana LeBeis HaKisei Kavua. Beis HaKisei Kavua means there's already tzoya there from before. Aval Beis HaKisei Aroi, there is no tzoya there. You're going to use it for Hatolos Meraglaim. So you can't say he shouldn't bring the tefillin in within davaramas. Within davaramas of what? There's nothing there yet. He's going to use it now to be mashed in. Choylitz, he should take off the tefillin. Benifne, the altar. He's not going to be mashne. Nifne means and the kavim gedolim. And then now that it's going to have tzoya now, so when he finishes asiyas sarachav and he wants to put the tefillin back on, in the days of the Gemara, he used to wear tefillin all day long. That's alachatchila. Some rishonim hold it's alachatchila deraisa. Others hold that it's alachatchila derabbanan. The mitzvah really is to wear tefillin all day long. Either menatar or derabbanan. That's why we had. Oh, we didn't have it. It's in Sukkah. In Sukkah, there's a machloekes satanayim. If a person took off tefillin after davening, then he puts on tefillin again 2 hours later, whether he says a brocha or not. So we pass in tefillin. We pass like Rebbe, machloekes Rebbe and Achacham. So Rebbe's shita is tefillin kalem shemenicham brocha leim. Every time you put on tefillin, say a brocha. If there was a hesach hadas, if he took off, in some yeshivas in Europe, they used to put on tefillin when they daven mincha also. Some Svardim do like that. Some Litvisha used to do like that in Europe. They used to put on tefillin to mincha. So they didn't. So you say a bracha when you put on tefillin the second time. Same thing, let's say you wear a talis in the morning, then you want to wear a talis in the afternoon. So if there was a long pause, or a long hesach hadas, then you have to say another bracha. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day long. If you shake a lulav a second time, so we mentioned that Rashi's opinion is that you say a bracha every time you pick up the lulav, if there was a long pause, if there was a hesach hadas in between, you say a bracha every time you shake the lulav, and we don't accept Rashi's opinion. We pass on that. That's not. The Gemara says kachoy mehragim shel anshei Yerushalayim, that they would carry the dalad minim all day long to demonstrate kam chaviv and mitzvus aleim. It's chaviv is a mitzvah, but it's not mirag bein afek bein. Once you picked up the dalad minim, you put it down, so the mitzvah is finished. You're not fulfilling dalad minim all day long. It's only to show chaviv is a mitzvah. Nachamal. So if the person just was nifne, he just made it. Now the soya. So when kishuhur yotzei marchik dalam is a menichan. He shouldn't put on tefillin toch dalam. His wife. Neish asoy beis akisa kavur. He just made the soya now. He's just nifne now. So it's not right to put on the tefillin toch dalam is of the soya. Okay. Dalaramas is a sheer mokum. Dalaramas is a sheer mokum. If you marry Dalaramas b'shusarabim, that's considered the balamor in Iran, right in Masechet Shabbos, that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos, and one of them is motzi mishus lushus. And motzi mishus lushus means you carry from rishus ayachid into rishus rabim, or rishus rabim into rishus ayachid. A mokum tour in a Carmelah says menater is not called a rishus at all. There are only two rishus, rishus ayachid and rishus rabim. Everything else is mokum tour. Midrabbana, they declared some of them come as ptur as a karmelist midrabbana. But in the Torah, everything else doesn't count. So then the Gemara says, what's about the 39 malachas were all in the Mishkan? So they had motzi mishus lushus in the Mishkan, from mishus ayachid to mishus arabim, from mishus arabim to mishus ayachid. Mavadal aramis mishus arabim, the Gemara said they didn't have an asiyas on Mishkan. So why is that a malachas? So the Gemara says, hilchasag mirilo. So the Balamor writes on that Gemara, and the Ran writes the same. He's quoting practically word for word from the Balamor. It doesn't say Most of the Ran on the Rif is quoting Rashi, Tosfos verbatim. He's always quoting Rishon. So here he quotes the Balamo without saying by name that Mavad al Aram Shus Rabim, the Hilchas HaGemira law declares it as a Motzim Mishus Lushus. We declare that Dal Aram Saran the Chayfetz is Mekomash al HaChayfetz, and that if you carry the Chayfetz 5 amas away and you make an Anocha, that's called Motzim Mishus Lushus. The Dal Aram was the original Lushus, and now you carried it to a new Lushus. Just like Motzim Mishus HaYochel Lushus HaRabim is Motzim Mishus Lushus, so carrying Chutz the Dal Aram is a new Lushus HaRabim. It's also Motzim Mishus Lushus. The Gemara has here also the Mokum of the Tzoya is within Dal Aram. This is all called the Mokum of the Tzoya. We had a din like that by Kvura also. That Dal Aram is, we had the Gemara previous in Brochus, that Dal Aram is around the maze is called Tvisus HaKever. And that's relevant for Dinim Darais also, not just, it's relevant for the Din Darabonah, the Maid of Chumim Rabbanah, whoever walks Torch Dal Aram is of a maze who's buried has Tumas HaMaze, because they're afraid. He may be mahal on the mace without realizing it. So why do they give the shir Dal Aramas? Because Dal Aramas exists on the level of the Raisa, that Dal Aramas, Samach Lameis, is Tfisas HaKever. Dal Aramas is considered a separate mokum. Okay. There's a din that if the husband throws a get toch Dal Aramas of his wife, she's in the Rishus HaRab. So he throws a get toch Dal Aramas and the wife is Megureshe. So most of the Rishonim hold that that's a din midirabbanon. That the Mishnah has in Bab Mitzi also like that, that you can be koina dobashal hefker if you're walking in the street and the dobashal hefker is toch Dal Aramas of where you are, so you're koina. So that's a din by the Rabbanon. So the Pashtus is a din by the get, it's also a din by the Rabbanon. And the Tosfos Rid holds not by the get, it's a din deraisa. How can it be a din deraisa? Where is there a pasuk? There's no pasuk. So how is it a din deraisa? Aloha Moshe Messina. Very difficult. You can't invent your own aloha is Moshe Messina. But he says his argument is if there wouldn't have been Aloch al Moshe Messina, that Dal Aramas is good by get, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, and the Rasa Tikkun. So what did they make up from thin air a din that you coin a Dovashal Hefke if it's Toch Dal Aramas of the person who's walking there? So it must be that that shows that there used to be a din there, Isa, like that. That by a get, if you throw the get Toch Dal Aramas of the wife who's dating in the Rishus Arabim, she's Megureshes Menatoris, and the Rabban, they extended it that you kind of Dovashal Hefke Toch Dal Aramas. But the Pashtas, the other Rishonim hold that even by the get, it's only with the Rabban. How can you have a din Menator, the woman is an Eshesish, and with the Rabban, she's Megureshes? So the Rishonim work on that Kasha. Ein Kerch B'Yachacham, Lakadov Menator, B'Kum V'Yosei. Menator, the woman is an Eshesish, and there's an Issa Deraisa of Loisinov. You're not allowed to go live with someone else. And then with the Rabban, we permit her to marry someone else. So some Rishonim say hefker bezna hefker. They declare that the Dal Aramas that's near her in the Rishus HaRabim belongs to her. When you throw the get toch Dal Aramas, that's considered because hefker bezna hefker works mena Torah. We consider it as if the Dal Aramas is her chotzen. You threw the get into her chotzen. And other Rishonim say no, there is no such thing. Hefker bezna hefker only works mena Torah to be mafke someone's property. They can declare that the jacket that I'm wearing doesn't belong to me. The gemara that I'm using doesn't belong to me. But they can't declare that the jacket belongs to someone else. That the gemara says they can. Hefke bezna hefke even works to be makna lachem. But that part of hefke bezna hefke, that's only midirabbanan. So that's why that's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, whether hefke bezna hefke works menator both lahafker and lahaknas lacherim. Oh no, lahafker it works menator. Lahaknas lacherim, that aspect of hefker bezna hefker, that's only midirabbon. So here's the case where they have, this is one of the several cases where they have the machlekes. How can it be that the husband throws the get toch Dal Aramas of the wife and she's megureshes? But the whole din of Dal Aramas only midirabbon. But menator is an eshesish. So the Tosfos Rid came up with this wild concept that it's by Gerushin it works Menatora, by Mitzia it's Midirabbanan, by Gerushin it works Halacha Moshe Messina. How can you say that? And all the other Rishonim, the regular Rishonim, Tosfos Rid is always irregular. He wasn't with the Balei HaTosfos in France and Germany, he was in Italy. I don't know who he was learning with, but the main tradition of the Balei HaTosfos was in France and Germany, with the Rabbin and Tom, with the Ri, with all of Rashi's grandchildren were there. So the Tosfos reads it's not the generally accepted opinion that Dal Aramas works by get menater. So you assume it only works when they're abon. How can it work when they're abon? So some say havkin or abon, kedushim minay. Others say, what do you mean havkin? We say havke bez nafke. Havke bez nafke works menater, lahaknas lachem. So it's considered her Dal Aramas. Nachmal, Dal Aramas appears in many places. Here, Dalai Lama is around the Tzoyas, Mekamashal HaTzoyah. So you're not allowed to put on tefillin, Toch Dalai Lamas. If the Tzoyah is there already, you're not allowed to put on, you're not allowed to bring the tefillin in the Toch Dalai Lamas. And if you just made the Tzoyah, so you shouldn't put on after you finish, you shouldn't put the tefillin back on, Toch Dalai Lamas. You should walk Marchik Dalai Lamas away. You should Huyatze Marchik Dalai Lamas HaMinichim Nisha HaSoy Beis HaKisei Kavu. Iboilahu, what's the Shaila now? Ma'ashi Konos Odom Tefillin LeBeis HaKisei Kavu LeHashten Mayim. Is he allowed to be mashten mayim? What, with the tefillin on? What's the suffix, Nachamon? Is he allowed to be mashten mayim with the tefillin on? Ravina Shori, he thinks is mutter. Ravara bar masna osar. Machlekes hamara. Also Shailu le Rava, he was a bigger rabbi. What does he say? Amlahu Asr. Mikar Adin is really mutter. Why is it Asr? So there are two versions. Either because Chashin Hashemi Yifan Abahem. If, let's say, there's only a urinal and there is no toilet seat, so it cannot be Mifana there. So then Rava would say that it's mutter. It's only Asr to be Mashtin wearing tefillin, Shema Yifana. He may realize that he has to do Nikav Magdolim as well. And that's not permissible with film. But Hashtonim Iker Adin really is Mutav Amri law. Another version has it that the reason why Rabbi said that it's Aser, Shema Yafiach Behem. If you're still wearing the tefillin, you're still wearing the tefillin, it's going to be Mashtan. So sometimes people pass gas when they do a Hashtonah also. So that's not permissible when you're wearing tefillin. That's out of Kavod HaTefillin, that's not permissible.
Paskin like that?
It's a Shaila how we Paskin. Years ago, they used to joke that the Litvak runs into Shul and says, quickly, give me a Shal Yad, I have to go, have to be mashtin. Because if there's only a urinal, so there's no Chashash Shemi Yifana. So if you're Paskin Shemi Yifana, there's no Mokum to be Mifana, then Mikra Din, it's Mutter. But to put on tefillin in order to go, that's not permissible. That was the joke that they used to say, that the Litvaks knew the Din, and they used to say, quickly, give me a Shal Yad, I got to go to Beis HaKis. Yeah, so it's also with the Rabban. It's also with the Rabban. Idik zereshem yafuch, zereshem yafana. Tanya idach, another brisa. Yeah, Tosis makes a distinction. Is he two different gemaras? Amad alf and amad beis. This gemara is talking. He's wearing the tefillin. Says wearing the tefillin, mikra din. He's allowed to be mashtin. Just a hashash, shema yafana, or shema yafiach. But on amad beis, the gemara is talking. The tefillin is biyodai. So then, Tosis says, "Hashin Hashem Yifana." Then Tosis says on the fourth line, "Vod Tanya leKamon leYashtem behem afilu bebeis hakisei aroi." You shouldn't be mashtin with tefillin. Hanadavke, not that he's wearing the tefillin. Hakusho echsim biyoda. He's holding on. Why? Hashin Hashem Yishavshe behem hanitzoytzes ayiplu ma'imaragul ba'yigabom. That's a nucha. If he's holding the tefillin in his hand, then it's mochom. If he's wearing the tefillin, then it's no chashash. Then it would have been mutter. But if he's holding the tefillin in his hand, then there's a hashash, shema yishav sheif, and then he's going to get the meirag laim on the tefillin. So that's a bizoin on tefillin. Tanya idach, where the Gemara quoted another brice, and nichnas lebeis hakisei kavua. Kavua means that there is tzaya there. So cholitz tefillah berichuk dalar ames. You should remove the tefillin before you get Toch Dalai Lamas of the Tzoya. Mekom Mashallah Tzoya is Dalai Lamas. And where should you put, when you take them off, where do you put them? You put them in a Mokom HaMishtamer. U'minichan b'chaloin ha-somach l'shus ha-rabim v'nichnas. Why is chalon is on top and chorim on the bottom? So if you put it b'chorim, if you're going to put the tefillin on the law place, then it could be, this is al-pnei ha-sada, so there could be animals running around, mice running around, squirrels running around, weasels, all kind of animals. So they may mess up your tefillin. So that's not a smart idea to put it bechorim in the holes on the ground, but rather put it bachalon in a higher place. The assumption is someone's going to steal it. Okay. Menicha bachalon on a higher elevation. Hasamal shusrab menichnas shu yotzei. Okay, Marchik Dalai Lamas HaMinichan. You shouldn't put on tefillin, Toch Dalai Lamas of the Tzad. Dibur Beis Shammai. Basila disagree. You should hold on when he goes into the Beis HaKisei to be Nifna, rather than leave it b'chalon, and somebody may walk off with the tefillin, say, you're leaving a tefillin in a mokum shein, a mishtamer. Some 90% it is mishtamer. No one's going to steal his tefillin. But the 10% chance that someone will walk off with the tefillin. So that itself is a bizoyin to the tefillin, to leave the tefillin in a mokum shein, a mishtamer, that someone may take it. So that's why the Bishul say, Ochzem v'yodim v'nechnas, it's preferable to all the tefillin in your hand. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, rather than Ochazim B'yodai, he said Ochazim B'bigdai B'nichnas. Yeah, what do you mean Ochazim B'bigdai? He doesn't have pockets in the beged. If you have pockets, so fine, put it in the pocket. You wrap it up in the beged. So the Gemara says, B'bigdai Salkadai T'chazim, the Mishtali Luhu, you'll forget B'nafli. You're going to wrap it up in your jacket. Then it's going to go. Then it's going to fall down. There is no pocket in the garment. And for the Gemara, no. What Rabbi Kiva meant to say the same as Basil. Basil say Echazim B'yodah like this. Elayim Echazim B'bigda U'B'yodah B'nichnas. You should wrap it up in the beged and then hold on to the tefillin in here. Not just wrap it up and leave it like that. Rabbi Kiva said the same as Basil, but he modified it. Rather than hold the tefillin direct in your hand, you wrap it up in the beged and then you bring it in. And that's preferable. That's you're protecting the tefillin. One is to say, "Vayta umenichem b'chorim hasmuchim lebeis hakisei." You should leave it in a chor, down on the ground. Hasamach lebeis hakisei v'leinichem b'chorim hasmuchim l'shusram shem yitlamos ma'avri drachim. And what about the chorim hasmuchim lebeis hakisei? The avri drachim are not going to be there. Rashi says it's on the inside side of the fence, not on the outside side of the fence. You have a big fence surrounding an area, and he's going to leave the tefillin in a chor on the ground. On the inside side of the fence. Shai. Why shouldn't you leave it on the outside? What chashad could it be? So the Gemara tells the Brisa tells us that Maisa Batal Menach Shinich Tfilah Bechor Mesmuchim Shusar Rabim Ubaz Zayna Achas Venat Losam. A prostitute took his tefillin. Ubaz Lebeis HaMedrash, and she claimed that he was with her, and he gave her the tefillin as an Esnan Zayna. Ruh, so she said in the Beis Medrash, man osanli plani bischari. So the Talmud was so dead embarrassed. How did she know? We said, tefillin probably had his name on the tefillin zekel. So she said, Mr. Yud Beis, gave me the tefillin. Kim shisham osa tamakav chal rosh agag man ofal. He committed suicide. He was so dead. He didn't do it. He didn't do anything. He had not been with the Zayna, but because she accused him, so he was such an edel person, so he didn't argue back. He committed suicide. So that was a tragedy. So Bosa Shoyes Kino, rather than leave the tefillin in a mokum sheinu mishtamer, because anyone can walk off with the tefillin, so it's preferable she yeheches a mibigdo ubiyodo v'nichnas. That's a Rabbi Akiva modified bisul. Should be bibigdo ubiyodo v'nichnas. Tanu Rabbanu Berushana, in the early generations, I menichan tefillin b'chor masmuchan v'beis hakisei. On the inside side of the fence, not the outside side, samach lusha sarab, but the inside side, samach lebeis hakisei. So that posed a problem. Boy mach barmenot lamosam. So that was a mokum sheinu mishtamer, because the mice and the squirrels and the weasels are running around over there. So in the later generation, hiskinu, they introduced the takan shu menichem osam machalonis and an elevation. So the animals can't jump up so high. Then they realized that poses another problem. So that's also makom sheni mishtamer. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to put the mezuzah, you always have to put the mezuzah on the outside of the door, unless you think the goyim may rip it down. The Shach lived in Vilna before Chmelnitsky riots, then he had to run away. Before the riots, but there was so much anti-Semitism, so he said he couldn't put the mezuzahs on the outside, because the goyim would rip it down, so they used to have the mezuzahs on the inside. Either din is achuri adela, so if you put the mezuzah achuri adela in al yoytzei, so the Shach quotes the whole machlokes. What does it mean achuri adela? So, more correct is he's supposed to put the mezuzah over here. That's the going is. More correct is supposed to put the mezuzah over here. Kayodim says if you put it here, it's also good for the end. But the machatkin you should put here, but the going we're going to rip it down, so you put it on the other side. So one opinion is if it's already on the side of the door, you're not yoytzei. So the Shach says they have no choice, because the goyim will rip it down. So you can't put the mezuzah in the makom shein mishtamer. So they put it on the doorpost on the other side. Haste is over here, facing the Pesach. So that's not considered Achoreda. Instead, he has another sheet there. Not only that's good, even if you put it behind, even if you put it over here, even if you put it over here, it's also good. It's not Achoreda. It's not called Achoreda. Achoreda is if it's further away. Let's say it'll be over here. But on this side of the doorpost, it could also be good. The different opinions. What's Achoreda? You're not Yotzei Mezuzah. What's called Achori Adelas? So just like you're not allowed to leave, not allowed to put a mezuzah in a makom shein mishtamer. So you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed to leave your tefillin in a makom shein mishtamer. That itself is a bizoin to the tefillin or a bizoin to the mezuzah. Let's say if you have an eruv. So how come when you have an eruv to be allowed to carry? Here there's an eruv in the neighborhood. So why don't we need a mezuzah on every post of the eruv? So some achrenim say because it's ain't a mishtamer, because it's going to rain on it and going to snow on it and the goyim are going to rip it down. And mikra adin, if there would all be a Jewish community and it wouldn't rain and wouldn't snow, it's in Florida or in California, but never rains, never snows, and there's no goyim, then you wouldn't have to put a mezuzah on every economy khan, every pole of the Erev. And others disagree. They say no, that whenever you have parats merubal ha'oimed, if you have a whole classroom and you have walls and the opening of the door is very little, so then you chayv a mezuzah. But if you have an area around the whole neighborhood, around the whole area, and everything is missing, there are no walls at all, it's parts merubah lo emed, so then if you use this side of the Erev and the other side of the Erev with the different hishtamshus, then you chayv a mezuzah. But when the kids play ball in the summer camps, or in the hotels, you use the both sides of the Erev are in the same game. It doesn't make a difference whether this side of the Erev or that side of the Erev. Let's say this would be a long room, and in the middle there would be here. This is an indentation on this side. There would be an indentation on the other side, connect. No, there would be a drop in the ceiling. There is no drop in the ceiling, so there's no konal gabem. But let's say you have an indentation on the right, indentation on the left, and you have a drop in the ceiling. Would you be mechuyav to put a mezuzah in the middle? So it's parts merubah lo emet. It's just 2 feet over here, 2 feet over here, and then 50 feet in the middle is empty. So in Pesachei Teshuvah and Hilchos Mezuzah it says, do you use it as two different rooms? If you use this room is a dinette and that room is the kitchen, or this is a den and this is a chveis, a dining room, two different ishtamshes. And so then it's two different rooms. Then you need a mezuzah. But if you use it, you have a long table. And you use the both rooms as one big room. So then, since it's paras merubah lo emet and the hishtamshus is not different, then you're not chayv a mezuzah. So that's what other poskim write like that. The Pesachei Teshuvah says, once you need a mezuzah on every pole when you have an erev, because the erev is not really mechalek the hishtamshus inside and outside, the same thing. On Shabbos is different. Shabbos you can only carry inside, you can't carry outside. But all week long, it has the same hishtamshus. If the kids will be playing a game of football or basketball or something, half of them will be in the Erev, half of them will be out of the Erev on the weekdays. And it's not mechalek the hishtamshus. So that's not chayv and mezuzah. But just like by mezuzah, so too by tefillin. You're not allowed to leave tefillin, you're not allowed to leave mezuzah in a mokum she'ein mishtamer. If there's a possibility that someone may be mevazet, or it may rain on it and snow, ruin the mezuzah. So here also, when they came to the realization you're going to leave the tefillin in a chalon, and there's a possibility, boy, that's a bizoin to the tefillin, to leave it in a location where somebody may take it. And if you take the tefillin with you into the Beis HaKisei to be a mishamerit, let's say a person, as we said yesterday, a person is in the airport. So he's going to leave his tefillin, has to go to the Beis HaShemesh. He's going to leave his tefillin in the waiting room there. Someone may take it, so that's a bizarre. So it's better to take your attaché case with you, take your suitcase with you, with the tefillin in it, to be mishamer the tefillin. Don't leave it in a mokum she'ein mishtamer. So the Gemara says, and if the person is taking it with him, so how should he wrap it up? What should he do? Go along, come in safer. She roll it up properly. and he should be careful. The ritzuah shouldn't be hanging down. He should roll it up in such a way there should be a neat job. Shouldn't be the whole tefillin. They used to wear smaller tefillin. The Gemara has the Gemara in the end of the Erevin. The Gemara Menachem says Mokem Yesh Barosh L'Anich Shnei Tefillin. There's enough room on the head to put two shel roshes, one behind the other, one next to the other, one behind the other. Same thing. There's enough room to put two shel yads. So Tosfos says it depends how big it is. If it's a gigantic pair of tefillin, there's barely enough room to put one. So how does the Gemara make such a flat statement? Mokem Yesh Barosh L'Anich Shnei Tefillin. There's enough room to put two shel yads and two shel roshes. Gemara says Tosfos answers it goes on the average size of the tefillin. What's called average size? Average normal size of the tefillin used to be shtei etzbois al shtei etzbois. Means the base, the bottom was two etzbois by two etzbois. Like by us, a smaller, not a gigantic pair of tefillin, smaller pair. If you have a big pair of tefillin, there's no makom barosh al hanich shnei tefillin. If the whole tefillin, the base of the tefillin is only shtei etzbois al shtei etzbois, then there's makom yesh barosh al hanich shnei tefillin. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Sifrei Hagoyim, that the average size was so small. So here also, you should wrap up the tefillin, roll around the ritzuas around the bayis, and then he'll hold the whole thing in his hand when he goes into the Beis HaKiseh. So he'll be meshamer the tefillin, he'll be mechabedit by seeing to it that he doesn't leave it in the makom sheinu meshtamer. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yankeb Aracha, Amar Rebbe Zeira, Lo Shana L'She Yesheres Bayom L'Lopshan. He plans to put, they used to wear tefillin all day long. That's the Yikam Mitzvah, either the Reis or the Rabbanan. To wear tefillin all day long. We cut back on the wearing of tefillin. We cut it down to the bare minimum because the Gemara says you should only wear tefillin if you have a Guf Noki. Guf Noki means the body is clean, and Shalo Yafiach Behem. And also his mind should be pure. So we assume that everybody has a problem with Guf Noki. So we cut back on the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. So we, even though Bizman HaGemara, young children would wear tefillin way before Bar Mitzvah. From the age of 8, someone told me he was born in Salonika, and he said that when he was 8 years old, his father was a rabbi, he started wearing tefillin. Now he lives in New York, so his son learns in Tiferes Yerushalayim, so he wanted his son to wear tefillin at the age of 8. So he said, Rabbi David Feinstein didn't allow it, because the other children are not from Salonika. So the other children in Tiferes Yerushalayim are not going to wear tefillin. So the meaning is, you don't wear tefillin until Bar Mitzvah, Mamish till soon before Bar Mitzvah. By Yisayimim, they used to have them wear tefillin a year before Bar Mitzvah. Because the Yisayimim used to mature, because they lost their parents, or they used to mature at a younger age. But by regular people, so they don't allow their children to wear tefillin a year before. Even though it was Bar Mitzvah, they wore tefillin a few years before. And we don't allow women to wear tefillin because of the issue of Guf Noki. It doesn't mean that women have a bigger problem than the men. Everybody has the problem, so we cut back on the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. We don't wear all day long, even though Medina de Gemara, Edom, and Atarim, the Rabbanim, is supposed to wear tefillin all day long. And Evik Naini also, they had Evik Naini throughout all the generations till Lincoln freed the slaves. But until then, they had a lot of Avodim Knainim in the South. So they didn't permit the Avodim to wear tefillin. So Evik Naini and a cotton and an Isha, and all year long, we cut back on the wearing of tefillin because of the Guf Noki issue. So, but Bizman HaGemar, they used to wear all day long. So he says, Lo Shana Elo, you wrap around the ritzuas, around the bais, and you hold the whole thing in your hand. The whole thing is a shtei etzbois al shtei etzbois. You wrap it all up. That's only when Lo Shana Elo, she is Bayam Lo, he's going to put the tefillin back on later on. Avlan she is Bayam Lovshan, he's going to the Beis HaKisi later in the day. That's it. And then he's not going to put the tefillin back on, because you're not supposed to put on tefillin balaylo. That's a machlekes in the last perik in Erevin, perik hamotzei tefillin, where it says v'shamata zochuk azos lemadam miyamim yamima. So there's a machlekes hatanan whether chuk azos refers to chukas hatefillin or chukas hapesach, because it's unclear in the parsha. So if it goes on chukas hapesach, so miyamim yamima means annually. You should bring the korban pesach once a year. And if chuk azos refers to chukas hatefillin, so miyamim yamima means daily. So if it refers to tefillin, and yamim yamim means daily, so then you have two drushes, yamim velo leilos, that laila loves man tefillin in atayra, and also mi yamim velo kol yamim, yotzu shabbos is yamim tovim, she'en guf anayis, so you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you know, sometimes I'm holding, you have to wear tefillin, even on Shabbos and Yantav. So that we certainly don't follow that opinion. We paskin not mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantav. But Laila, that's the big machlokes. So the Rambam paskins that Laila loves man tefillin in Atur. It's a dim in Atur. You're not allowed to wear tefillin by Laila. Because Laila is usually is man shina. And when people are sleeping, there's a chashash shemi yafiach behem. Shema yafiach behem. So min Atorah, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. And most of the Rishonim paskin that Laila loves man tefillin is only a din with the Rabban. Because Laila is man shina, so gzeri shem yishem behem shema yafiach behem. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He said when he was under the communists, that they had to work all day for the communists, and sometimes they couldn't. When they woke up in the morning, they could only wear tefillin before the zman of Mashiach Haschaver Berich Gdal Ramas, way before Hanetzach Hama, before Alos Hashachar, before Alos Hashachar. So the shaila was they should put on tefillin and not say a bracha, but the communism is going to be around for a long, long time. It was around for 90 years till it finally collapsed. So Rav Moshe said there, Rav Moshe felt, going to tell the people they should wear tefillin and never say a bracha because it's going to be too early. So they're going to stop wearing tefillin. So he said, we can rely on Rav HaRishonim that you can, since you slept already all night long and you woke up for the day and you're not going to go back to sleep, so there's no gzeir Hashem Yishem by him. So you can be mekel, they should say a bracha on the tefillin. Under normal circumstances, out of respect for the Rambam's opinion, you don't say a bracha. Because the Rambam holds that it's a din min haTorah, that Laila loves man tefillin, is a din deraisa. Learned that from the pasuk v'shamarto. Whenever it says hishama pen v'ala, means that there's a loisese. That's the Gemara, the end of the Erevin. It is an iser. Also laniach tefillin b'laila, according to the Rambam. Even though you went to sleep and you woke up and there's no more gzeir Hashem v'yishe b'hem Hashem v'yafiach b'hem, he already woke up from his night's sleep. But according to the Rambam, it's still an iser deraisa. But Moshe felt that it's a big shas hadchak, so he can't tell the people that they should emchiv to wear tefillin without a bracha, that they're going to be mezalzel. So they said, wear tefillin with our bracha. We don't paskin like the Rambam, paskin that it's only the Rabbanan not to put on tefillin by Laila, and since he slept all night, so there's no gzeir Hashem yishem by him. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. When do you say you wrap up, you roll up the ritzuas on the bais and you hold it in your hand? That's if you're going to put on the tefillin after you come out of the Beis HaKisah. But if it's the end of the day, and then it's already Shkia time, he's not going to put back the tefillin after he comes out of the Beis HaKisah. So put it in a tefillin zekel. That's what he says by the tiny letter. What is it? Chof, lo shan o'ela, she'ez b'yam l'lovshan, avalem she'ez b'yam l'lovshan, aslam kis tefach minichan. You put, not minichan, you like tefillin. Minichan, you put the tefillin in a tefillin zekel. The kis is a tefillin zekel. What do you need a tefach? What do you need a tefach? A tefach is like an ohel. It's like if you have a tefach, we learned more about the mace. If you have an empty space, a tefach, between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid, then the chotzitz b'fnatum, it's like an oil, it's a separate room. So he says you should have, the kiss should have a sheer tefach to it, should be like a shtickel of a separate room. Then the Gemara is going to say, Lo shanu ela b'kli shehu kel yon. That this din, that you need a kis tefach, Amar Abaye, by the tiny letter Lamed, Lo shanu ela b'kli shehu kel yon. This is miyuchad, to be the tefillin zekel. So then, normally it's bottle agav the tefillin. So you need, they should have an empty space inside of a tefach. B'kli shehu kel yon. Let's say it's not a tefillin zekel. It's just wrapping it up in a pocketbook. You're going to put it in a pocketbook, which is not miyuchad to serve as a tefillin zekel. So then, I feel the pochus mitefach. I feel the pochus mitefach. Then it's not tofel agav the tefillin, because it's not miyuchad to be mishamish the tefillin. When you have tefillin zekel, so the tefillin is called gufi kedusha, and the tefillin zekel is called tashmishi kedusha. That's you have a Sefer Torah. So you have a mental of a Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah is considered Gufi Kedusha, and the mental of Sefer Torah is considered a Tashmishi Kedusha. So that's on a base the Gemara is going to have. The Gemara alludes to a Machlokes Abai V'Rava. That's about 13 lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel on a base. And it says on the left-hand margin, Sanhedrin Memches Amid Aleph. Mem Zayin and Mem Beis and Mem Ches and Mem Aleph. There's a machlekes Habayvir Rava there, whether Hazmana Milsihi or Hazmana Lab Milsihi. The original machlekes is by a mace. A mace is also Bahnoah. It says Vatam Shem Miriam Vatikava Shom. So the word Shom appears in connection with Miriam after she died. And it says by Egla Rufa, we offer Shamas Egla Banachal. So the Gemara establishes a Gzerish of Sham Sham Egla Rufa. Just like Egla Rufa, Zasa Banah, after Arifa, so too the Miriam Hanavia, when she was dead, was Asura Banah. How do you know Egla Rufa is Zasa Banah? So the Gemara said, because it says Kapar Ksiba Kikochin. Egla Rufa is brought, if you find the person was murdered, in Eretz Yisrael, if you find the Jewish person was murdered, nobody knows who the murderer was. So you have to murder the Harim. Bezal has to send representatives. They have to measure to the cities that are closest. Even if it's a dead giveaway, it's obvious which is the closest city. Ramah says still, in the end of Soita has a whole Perek Egla Rufa, has all the dinim. So it says you have to measure to the cities and establish which city is the closest. And the bezin of the city that's closest to the person who's horub has to bring an egla rufa. So it says, and then the kohanim from that city offer a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kapel amcha yisrael shepadis Hashem, that are bringing our offering of this egla rufa. It's not a korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's a chutz lamikdosh. So the din is that the egla rufa, since kapar ksiv ba kikotshim, it comes to be mechaper. So just like Kachim Arasabana, so to the Egla Rufa is Asabana. There's a Tosefta that says that the Egla Rufa has pidyon. Just like Korbanus have pidyon, if it gets a mug, so Egla Rufa has pidyon. So the Rash quotes that Tosefta. The Chazon Ish writes it doesn't make any sense. Mishlam Mela quotes it. So the Chazon Ish says it doesn't make any sense. How can I have pidyon? It's not Hekdash. Basa B'cholav has pidyon. It's Asabana, period. How can you be poydim? Why should you think Egla Rufa has pinyon? So Shveret Tosefta doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so you learn how Gzeres Shoveh. That's a question. The Mishlam Melech is not so sure. Is that real Gzeres Shoveh? Sham Sham Egla Rufa? A mace is also Bano. Is a real Dinda? I said that's a real Gzeres Shoveh, or is it only an Asmachta? So the Mishlam Melech says Tosfos assumes in a few places that it's a real Gzeres Shoveh, der Isa. And it's a real din derais and meis is osmano. Mishlam Melech says he's not so convinced. He said, okay, Tosfos says like that. So what about mishamshe hameis? What about the tachrichim of a meis? That's also osabano min haTorah, or the coffin that you put the meis in. That's mishamshe hameis. He said, for Torah, you're not allowed to use for secular purposes. I want to scratch my back, so I'm going to use a sefer Torah to scratch my back. So you're not allowed to. You're going to lean on the sefer Torah. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. So not only are not allowed to use the Sefer Torah, let's say it's chilly, and I wanted the Sefer Torah, it's not going to catch a cold. But I'm cold, I can catch a cold. So I'm going to wear the mentala to keep me warm. So that's not allowed. So that is that an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan, that the Tashmishi Kedusha are also Bahano. Or let's say Misham Shehameis are also Bahano, the Tachrichim are also Bahano. So that's a Machlokes Achronim. Where the Misham Shehameis are awesome in HaTorah, or it's only awesome in the Rabbonah. But there is such a din. A mace is also Banot. Mishlam Melech wasn't so convinced that it should be Deraisa. He quotes Tosfos, assumes a double portion. The mace also Banot is a din Deraisa. And the Misham Shehameis, that's Rebbe Kivega, has a tshuva. He quotes a machlek of Sachrenim, where the Misham Shehameis are din in HaTorah. So the Gemara says, a machlek of Sabai Verover. Rashi quotes, Orig Beged LaMace, two lines from the bottom. In the Rashi and Chav Gimelam and Beis, second line from the bottom, Gabi Ori Begelameis. Someone died. If the person didn't die yet, I went to the store and I bought a tachrichim. Someday I'm going to die, so I want to buy tachrichim now to have it all ready. So the Gemara says, no, Ori Begel Lachai. A person made tachrichim that they should dress him up like a mer es mishonam. So you can't say it's Misham Shehameis. He's still alive. He's still alive. He can't say it's Misham Shehameis. We're talking the Oreb Begelameis. The person died already, and then you either bought Tachrichim or Oreb Begelameis. It doesn't make a difference whether you made the Beged Lameis or you bought the Beged Lameis. So you were Mazmin, the Beged for the Meis, Azmenei Veloit Sarbe, but I didn't put it on the Meis yet. So that's the Machlokes Abai V'Ravah. Abai holds Hazmana Milsihi. It's already called Misham Shehameis based on the fact that I was Miyachedit for the Meis. even though it's only Azmen Eveloitzar Bey. And the Gemara says it's not from the Al Kagam cases that we should paskin like Abai, so the din is like Rabbah, that Hasman Alab Milsehi. If Azmen Eveloitzar Bey, I was Mazman this as a Beged Lameis, the mace is already, the mace died already, and I bought Tachrichim, but I didn't put it on the mace yet. So we'd paskin like Rabbah, that Hasman Alab Milsehi. The same thing, let's say, I have a pair of tefillin. I go to the store and I pick out a nice tefillin zekel. I want to buy a nice tefillin zekel. So I buy it. I didn't have a chance to put the tefillin into the tefillin zekel yet. So Abai is of the opinion, since Azmenei, I bought the tefillin zekel intending to put my tefillin in, and it's already called Tashmishei Kedusha. It's already called Tashmishei Kedusha. By designating it for the purpose of using it to put the tefillin in Kavua, that already gives it the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. We don't pass like Abai. We pass like Rabbah. That only if Azmenei Bitzarbe. Let's say one day I can't find my tefillin zekel, so I put the tefillin in my pocket. I put the tefillin in a paper bit. So the paper big becomes Asaba. No, but the pocket becomes Asaba. No, I didn't designate it permanently. I didn't plan to always put the tefillin in my pocket or in the paper big. So it's Tzarbe V'loy Azmenei. That's the Lashon HaGemara. If I put the tefillin in a paper bag or in my pocket, but I didn't mazmin it, kavua, I didn't intend to use it kavua like that, so for sure the paper bag or the pockets don't become Osabano, it doesn't become Tashmishei Kedusha. But if Azmenei V'loy Tzarbe, so that's Machlokes Abai V'Rav. So Abai says, but the Yichud alone, by being Miyachin it, to use it for the purpose of the tefillin, so it's already called Tashmishei Kedusha. We don't pass like Abai, we pass Rava. It's only considered Tashmishei Kedusha after it's actually Mishamish for the Kedusha. Shaila is, what if it's not Tashmishei Kedusha? What if it's the Gufei Kedusha? Let's say I took hide and I converted it into parchment. I plan to write a Sefer Torah on this parchment. So do you say it already has a din that is like klaf of a Sefer Torah? You're not allowed to use it for secular purposes, because I was mazmin it not as a tefillin zekel, not as a mental for a Sefer Torah. I was mazmin it to be the Sefer Torah mamish. I plan to write the Sefer Torah or the tefillin or the mezuzah on this parchment. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of one of the goyim, some Rav Acha goyim. Not the same one who wrote the Shiltas, that's Rav Achoy. But they quote the Nebuki Yosef there in Sanhedrin, and Daf Mem Zayin, on the side of the Rif, quotes this from Rav Acha, and then they quote it in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's the Gufei Kedusha, then it's Mochomer. In Nivna we pass like Rabbah, that Hazman Alam Milseh, that's on Misham Shehameis, and Tashmishei Kedusha. But in the Gufei Kedusha, even Rabbah would agree that Hazman Milseh. And now the Rishonim hold Faker, that the only time the Netziv explains. Tziv in his commentary on the Shiltas has a fantastic piece, and he explains why there are some Rishonim hold Punkta Hepuch, that the only time Abaye holds Hazmana Milsehi is in Mishamshe Hameis. Abaye holds when you designate it, it's already called Mishamshe Hameis. It doesn't have to be Mishamish B'Poel Mamish. The Yichud alone gives it a Chal Hashem Tashmishei Hameis. But if you're talking about the Gufei Kedusha, I have parchment and I plan to write a Sefer Torah. So what are you going to say? It's already a Sefer Torah. I didn't write anything there. There's nothing here. That's like the guy didn't die yet. If a person didn't die yet, and you bought Tachrichem, so you can't latch onto anything. You can't say, everybody's going to die sooner or later. So everybody's also banah, because we're all going to die. No, we didn't die yet. Until you die, you're mutabanah. After a person dies, then he's also banah. So if you want to write Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah on parchment, I designated the parchment, I'm going to use it to write a Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. But I didn't write anything yet. There's nothing there. So how can you say Hazmanam Lilsehi? That's what the Netziv Tainus. He has a whole group of Rishonim Hol like that. The Gemara says, Bani Machol V'chakach Magdishim. Gemara in Perek HaZohar. When they were building the Beis HaMikdash, so they would build before they were Magdish anything, because the workers in the middle of doing the job are going to be leaning on the walls. They put up a wall in the basement, which is going to lean on the walls and sit on the walls in order to paint, in order to put the cement in between the bricks and so on. So they were bedafke banim b'chol, v'chakach magdishin. After they finished the whole job, then they were magdishin. So then it's if he asked the question, but it's clear that these are going to serve later, tomorrow. These are going to be the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And why don't you say it's already Hasmon and Milsi? So he says the Pashtus is that by the Gufi Kedusha, it's Fakert from the Rav Acha. By the Gufi Kedusha, even Abai would never say Hasmon and Milsi. He can say it's Misham She'ameis. If the guy's dead already and I designated this Tachrichim, I'm going to bury the mace with these Tachrichim, it's already called Misham She'ameis Al Shem Ha'osit, because he's dead already. And so we pass like Rabbi, no, it's not Misham She'ameis till it's actually Mishamish B'Poel Mamish. And you can understand Abai holds, it's called Misham She'ameis when you designate the same thing, Tashmish Kedusha. But if it's the Gufi Kedusha, there's room to argue the point and say that it can't. But Dafke, no one would say there. That's what he has other Rishonim had. Dafke, he would not say Hasmona Milsi. Even Abai wouldn't say Hasmona Milsi. Anyway, he passed like Robin. The Gemara has a suffix whether there's Hasmona Lebeis Akise. Let's say the building, let's say they put up a new building and they designate one room as a toilet. But they didn't use the room yet. They didn't use it as a toilet. So they say, you're not allowed to daven in that room. You're not allowed to take tefillin into the room. But it wasn't used as, so we paskan like Rav Hasmona Lav Milsehi. Even if you were hold like Abaye, Hasmona Milsehi. Hasmona Milsehi means in Mishamshe Tashmishe Kedusha, or Mishamshe Amei. So what are you going to say? It's already called the Beis HaKisei. Even if you're hold like Abaye, Hasmona Milsehi. Some would say, Hasmona Milsehi is only Mishamshe Kedusha, Tashmishe Amei. The Gufa Dover. And anyway, he passed like Robert. So really, it shouldn't be a problem. But the Gemara had an Abaye Lev Shita. Maybe it's not Kabbat Abrocha to daven in such a room that was designated to serve in the end as a Beis HaKisei room, even though it was never used yet. They have in the other room, they have in the other building across the street, in the faculty lounge on the fifth floor. So they have a shower. I don't think that was ever used as a shower. No one ever used it as a shower. I don't even know if the water runs there. So that's for sure. Shouldn't be any problem. It's not even huzman for Beis HaKisei. It's huzman for a shower. That should not be a problem at all. Yeah. The Gemara talks about hazman and milsa, hazman ala milsi. The din is in shal rosh has more kedusha than a shal yad. Why is that? So we said the other day why. Tashmishi Kedusha depend how much. What's the definition of Tashmishi Kedusha as opposed to Tashmishi Mitzvah? So whatever has psukim written on it. So say, if you're tefillin and mezuzah, have psukim written. That's called Dvarim Shebikdusha, Tashmishi Kedusha. So to the extent that you have psukim written, to that extent it has Kedusha. So tefillin have dalad parshios. Mezuzah only has two parshios. And the Sefer Torah has the dalad parshios plus much more. So the Sefer Torah has the highest level of Kedusha. So then the Gemara assumes that the Shal Rosh has more Kedusha than the Shal Yad. Why? So the Pashtus says because it has two shins on the outside. It has two letters more. Even though it's only two letters, the Gemara could be it was only one shin. We have two shins on the Shal Rosh. The Gemara never talks about two. The Gemara talks about shin Shal Tfilin. Allah HaMashim Sin. It could be there's only one letter shin more than the Shal Yad. That's already a higher level of Kedusha. So the Gemara says, what if he made... So you're not allowed to convert a Shal Rosh into a Shal Yad, but you are permitted to convert a Shal Yad into a Shal Rosh, because that's the rule of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin. You're not allowed to be married the level of Kedusha. So Shal Yad has a lower level of Kedusha than the Shal Rosh. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what if I prepared a Shal Rosh, but nobody ever wore it as a Shal Rosh? So the Gemara says it would depend on Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. If you hold like, the way we pass on Allah, like Rava has Manalab Milsehi, I was mazmin it to function as a Shal Rosh, but I never wore it as a Shal Rosh, so it only has the same level of Kedusha as a Shal Yad. It doesn't yet have the special status of a Shal Rosh. What has it got to do with Hasmona? So you gotta break your head a little bit over there. What does it have to do with Hasmona? But that's what the Gemara says. If the din would have been like Abaye, that Hasmona Milsi, then if you wrote this, if you prepared this as a Shal Rosh, even though you never wore it on your head, no one ever wore it, but since it was intended to be worn as a Shal Rosh, so it already has a higher level of Kedusha than a Shal Yad, and you're not allowed to convert it from Shal Rosh into Shal Yad. But because we don't pass like Abaye, we pass like Rabbi, as Man Alam Milsi, so therefore you may convert the Shal Rosh into Shal Yad, because man, you never wore it yet. Anyway, so that's the din of Hasmona. That's the din of hazmanim. So the Gemara says, if you have a kli she'en a kelyon, then you don't need a tefach, avir. But if you have a kli that's kelyon, this is a tefillin zek on the yuchad for tefillin. So then you require that it should have a tefach inside. Because what do you need a tefach for, Rashi? The Gemara doesn't explain. What are you going to do that you need a tefach? Rashi says, because you're going to put it on the floor. Where's the Rashi? Kis tefach, the chalola tefach, the choshem hakli, ohel, lafzi benom lakarka. You're going to put the tefillin on the floor. So that's just like taking tefillin to a beis hakiseh, toch ta'ala namas of tzoya. It is a bizayin to the tefillin. So put tefillin on the floor is also bizayin. But if you put the tefillin in a kli that has an avir, tefach, inside, that choshem ka ohel, as if it's like a separate room, so then it's not an iser, it's not a bizayin at tefillin to put the whole thing on the floor. As if it's in a separate room. So when do you require that the separate kli, the tefillin zekah, should have aver tefach, if it's kli shehu kelyon? So Rashi says it's really batal agav, the tefillin, so then it's only considered an oil to be chaytzeitz if it has a aver tefach. Aber b'kli sheni kelyon, afilu pachas min tefach, is also not a problem. Yeah. So again, so what did the Gemara say before? When do you say that you're allowed to hold the tefillin in your hand when he goes into the Beis HaKisei? That's, if it's Bayom, the middle of the day, he's going to put the tefillin back on, because Bizman HaGemara, they used to wear tefillin all day long. Either that's the din, l'chatchila deraisa, or l'chatchila derabon. Machlokes Rishonim and machlokes Achronim. Avol, the Gemara said, Ein she'es Bayom l'lopshan, there's not enough time to put the tefillin back on. So then you put the tefillin in tefillin zekel, and then you're allowed to put it on the floor. If the tefillin zekel has an aver tefach in it, then you're allowed to put it on the floor, and it's not a problem of bizoyin a tefillin putting it on the floor. It's like it's in a separate room. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, both by Rabbi Yechonah who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Bar Bochana was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah, and by Rav Nachman, who lived in Bavel, Rava was a Talmud of Rav Nachman. Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Nachman, I forgot about it. Son-in-law. But he was the Talmud of Rav Nachman. So they both had the same, Rav Yechanan and Rav Nachman both had the same practice, that when they had to go to the Beis HaKisei and they took off the tefillin, they would take it with them. They wouldn't leave it with someone outside. Since the Tanoim said it's permissible to take it in, if you're in a Mokum Sheni Mishtamer, that's the problem. It's a makom hamishtamer. He has a sifra d'agadata. He has an anyankiv in his hand. Why do they have only sifra d'agadata? Because they weren't allowed to write Torah Sheval Peh. So sifri halacha, they weren't allowed to write. So the first heter apparently came on sifra d'agadata, and then they allowed writing down the Mishnayos. So the sifra d'agadata that he had to go to the Beis HaKisei. So he asked one of the Talmidim to hold on to it. He wasn't going to take it with him into the Beis HaKisei. But the tefillin that he took with him, why? So they both had the same attitude. Rabbi Yechanan from Eretz Yisrael and Rabbi Nachman from Bavel, who didn't know each other, they lived in two different parts of the world, both had the same attitude that what? Hoel v'sharuna Rabbanon, since the Tanoim said it's permissible to take it in, that you should be Meshama, the tefillin, you should leave it out in the lobby in the Mokum Sheni Meshtama. So Ninteron, so let me take it in with me and it'll protect me. Yishmaruni, I'll take the tefillin in with me. The question is, what do you mean? They allowed you to take in the tefillin if the alternative is to leave it in the Mokum Sheni Meshtamer. But here, the same person is going to entrust with the Sifra Dagarata, one of the Talmidim is there, so you can entrust him with the tefillin. So, Psapela Diki Gemar, why is it permissible to take it in with him? I don't understand. We should look in the Rishonim. Some of them are going to talk about that. Hoel v'sharinu Rabbanan, and since the rabbis permitted, the Tanaim permitted, bringing in the tefillin with you to be a mishama the tefillin, so ninteron, so let me take it in myself, and the tefillin will be mishama me, the tefillin will protect me from any evil. Why is there a head to take it in if it's a makama mishtama? The same person is holding on to the sifra dagarta can hold on to the tefillin. I don't know. When you have to use the men's room in the airport, So if there's a yeshiva person there, say, Tom, please watch my things. I have a pair of tefillin in there. Watch my sefer. There's no heter to take the tefillin with you. It's a mokum ha-mishtamer. There's somebody there. It's a mokum. If there are only nochem there, it's a mokum sheinim mishtamer. And it may be mevazah the tefillin. So then the Gemara said, you should take it in with you. That's pesilu. You take it in with you. But it's a mokum ha-mishtamer. Why is there a heter?
What's the problem with having
sewa by tefillin? Is that a kadosh, or is that a different thing? What's the issue with sewing tefillin? Kedusha's a tefillin issue separate, or all
the whole category of
tamach mitzvah? No, it's you're not allowed to be. It's a bizoyin to the tefillin to take it into the beis hakisa, to take it toch dalaramas of tzoya. Bizman is there's no tzoya there. It's a beis hakisa shel parsim, so it doesn't have a din of a beis hakisa. But still, he said, doesn't have dinner basic kids, but he's gonna make tzoya. If he has to use the men's room, he's going to make the tzoya. So it's not right to take it in with you if you know there's going to be tzoya there. That's considered the disrespectful to the tefillin. Yeah, what is the Gemara quote on the top of Amud Beis? Four lines from the top. Tanra ban le'echazon and tefillin biyod v'sefer Torah b'zero v'yispalo. A person who's going to hold tefillin in his arm, in his hand, or a Sefer Torah on his shoulder, he's going to carry, and he's going to daven. So he's going to be paying he's not going to be having kavanah on the davening. He's going to be nervous about the tefillin, and so tefillin biyada does mean he's wearing tefillin and davening. That's what we all do. We wear tefillin, we daven. He's holding on to a tefillin zekel, holding on to a Sefer Torah, and he's going to daven. So that's going to take away from the kavanah. That's not right. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel, sakana mos kairi kikah harelukah etzbem minigeh to the tefillah." You shouldn't daven if you're holding onto a knife, or holding onto money, because he's going to be nervous that the knife may fall and cut his. He may cut his foot. He may cut his leg, and he's going to hold onto money. He's going to be nervous. He may drop the money, so he won't be able to be mechaven in the davening. Or let's say he's going to hold onto a baby. The baby's going to start crying. He has to hold onto the baby. He has to daven shmona esrei. So that's not right. He won't be able to have kavanah for the tefillah. So that's what Shmuel Adzan, Sakan Amos, Karavi Kika, Hariel, Keretz, Behem, and again to that din. That Lo Yochas be Yodo, be Yispalel, because it's going to take away from his ability to have kavanah b'shas ha-tefillah. Then there's a din, Vali Ashtem Behem, Mayim, why is Hashtana Osir? Why is Hashtana also? So the Gemara said, maybe Mikaret Din Hashtana is really Mutta if you're wearing it, but if you're holding it in your hand, that's the Tap Taisis on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, the fourth line. V'od Tanya Lekamon, they're quoting Agmar. V'le Ashtem Bohem Afilu B'Besa Kisi Aroi, means you're wearing it, oh no, he's holding it, V'le Ashtem Bohem, you're holding it, because they may have to be Meshab Sheif. And then he's going to get the nitzotzes of meraglim on his hand. Then he's going to be holding the tefillin in his hand. So then that's not bekovedik. He's going to touch the tefillin with his hand that's full of the nitzotzes of meraglim. That's disrespectful to the tefillin. If he's wearing the tefillin, so then an amud alting marsa mikra, then it's mutter to do hashton. Just exer shema yafich bam, shema yafana. But if he's not wearing it, he's holding it, then it's mochomer. Then it's a bigger problem. So the Brisa said that what? A person, he shouldn't hold on to the tefillin when he's doing hashtanah. Why is that? This is in Sukkah, Dav Chavav. Why are you not allowed to sleep? So one would have said, one should have said, that's Taisin's Kasha, there in Sukkah. One should have said, says in Sukkah, Dav Chavav, that the Gemara has a kavachemah from the tzitz. It says, V'ayam mitzchay tamid, l'ratzen lahem lefnei Hashem. So what does the word tamid mean? The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz all day and all night, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. No, it can't be. V'ayam mitzchay tamid means when he wears the tzitz, he shouldn't be Mesiach Das. That's what the word tamid means. When he's wearing the tzitz, he shouldn't be Mesiach Das. So if he's gonna start thinking about other things, and then he should take off the tzitz. That's not right. So one could have said pashup, and then the Gemara says if there's a din there, I shall learn that from the word tamid. Tamid that the Kohen Gadol who wears a tzitz should not be mesiach das from the kedushas tzitz. So kavachaimer by tefillin, because the tzitz only has that shem yud kei vav kei one says kodesh la Hashem. and the tefillin have 42 times. That's how the Rambam counted it. The Rambam says, I think tefillin shel Rosh and tefillin shel Yad, each one has 21 times Shem Hashem, and Yad together has 42 times Shem Hashem. So the tefillin is a kavachimer from the tzitz. Ma, the tzitz only has Shem Hashem once, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you're not allowed to be Mesirch Das. So the tefillin for sure, you're not allowed to be Mesirch Das. So one could have thought, one would have said, you're not allowed to take a nap, lo shinas aroi ve lo shinas keva, with the tefillin on, because you're going to be Mesirch Das. So Tosfos says that's not the... when you learn the Gemara there in Sukkah, you see that that's not the reason why. That's not the reason why. Somehow that's not called Mesirch Das. Even though the guy's going to be sleeping, Shema Yisha Bahem. So the Gemara says the reason why... so the Gemara says we're afraid that he may drop the tefillin, and that'll be a bizayon to the tefillin. If he's going to fall asleep, what does Rashi write? Shelo yishem b'hem, the second line from the top. So he says, Shema yafiach. Shema yafiach. Yeah. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Shema yipo. The Vilna Gaon changes the gears in Rashi because the simple Gemara in Sukkah. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. I in Sukkah v'tzorachim. And Sukkah says the reason why you're not allowed to sleep shinas ha'rabi or shinas keva, because they're afraid when he falls asleep he may drop the whole tefillin zekel. He's holding a tefillin zekel in his hand and he's going to go to sleep. He's leaning back on a reclining chair. He's going to fall asleep. So his hold, his grasp on the tefillin zekel is going to weaken. He's going to drop it. He may drop the tefillin. Shema yitpo. It's not shema yafiach. Shema yafiach is when you're wearing tefillin, you're not allowed to be mefiach. But if you're holding a tefillin zekel, what's wrong with yafiach? Shema yipol, that's why. So the Vilna Gaon changes the girsa in Rashi. Rabbi Kivega is asking the same kasha as the Vilna Gaon. He wasn't prepared to change the Rashi. So he says, but it says in the Gemara what the Vilna Gaon said. Shema yipol, not Shema yafiach. Yeah. Lo yishmam lo shinas kev lo shinas haroi. Because he may drop it. Yeah. So what does it say in the Braisa? Nachamal, lo yechazar on tefillin biyodo, he shouldn't hold on to the tefillin in his hand. Lo yashta mehemayim, you shouldn't hold on to the tefillin zekel, you shouldn't hold on to the tefillin in your hand, bishas when he's mashtin, because Tosfos explains, Shema, there will be nitzotzes, and have to be mishapshet biyodo, and then with the hand that's full of nitzotzes on meraglaim, he's going to be holding the tefillin, so he's going to get the nitzotz meraglaim on the tefillin. That's a violation of kovodat tefillin. That's what the braisa says. So Rava says this braisa shaloi kalach. Amar Rava, Amar Avsheshes leisilchus akiyam asnita. We don't pass on like this braisa because the braisa goes like Beishamai. The Beishamai hidi beisilah hashta beisakisa kavu ashari beisilah permit you to take the tefillin in to be mefane, and the Beis HaKisah Kavua, you're allowed to hold on to the tefillin to be mishamarid, the Beis HaKisah Kavua, so Aroi Meboi, to be matal mayim, to hold on to the tefillin b'shas, that your matal mayim should be a kavachimer, if they still allow you to wear the tefillin, when he's nifne, the kavim gedolos, the kavachimer that he's, they should allow it to wear it. He should allow him to wear the tefillin when it's going to be matal mayim. So he says, "Leichus chosekiyam asnita." The beishama hidi beisilo shouldn't be a kavachema. Hashda beisakisa kavua shari beisilo permit you to hold on to the tefillin in your hand, even in beisakisa kavua where the tzoya. So beisakisa roim and boy, of course it's muta to hold on to the tefillin. That's what Rabbi quotes in the name of Rav Sheshes. And now the Gemara is going to discuss, is that correct or not correct? That according to Beis Hillel, it's a kal v'chaymer, that if you permit a person to be nifne, nikavim gedolim, even though he's holding on to the tefillin in his hand, kal v'chaymer should be mutter to do nikavim k'tanim. So that's Rava Amar Avsheshes. We're going to discuss, is he right or not? Basil will permit you to hold the tulin in your hand. So basil kisei roi me boil on. So she zicha be mutter to hold on to the tulin when he's just being mashed. That's Rava Amar Rav Sheshe. Sfreg di Gemara meisvei. We have our brisa that says on the second white line, Dvarm she taita lucha kan, asarti lucha kan. Even though in certain circumstances it's mutter, in other circumstances he's not allowed to. So what is he referring to? It's a cryptic statement. Varmsha, he tarte lucha kan, asarte lucha kan. What is it talking about? So the Gemara says, my love, tefillin. So what does it mean, Varmsha asarte lucha kan, he tarte lucha kan? So what does it mean? So the Gemara says on the second white line, when they say, Dvarm sheitar telecha kan, asar telecha kan. What's muta some places is also in the other place. And my love, a tefillin. The what? We allow you to hold on to the tefillin in your hand by nikovim gedoilim, but we don't allow you to hold on by nikovim ketan, because he may get his fingers full of nitzaitzes. And then he's going to hold the tulin, he's going to get the nitzaitzes of merak lime on its own. So dvarm sheitar telecha kan by tzoya, by a basic kisei kavua, asar telecha kan by a basic kisei aroy, all he's going in for hashtana, we wouldn't permit him to hold on to the tulin. My lava tulin, and that's what it goes on. So the Gemara says, yeah, me bishlemi besilo. The Gemara said before, omer ova, amab sheshes, the brayso shalok yedin, because it only quotes like beishamah. So the Gemara is arguing, he seems to be incorrect. If you say the Brisa goes la loha like Bisil, so then it's good. He died to Lacha Khan Kavua, Anomid Aleph, we permit you to hold on to the tefillin in your hand when it's the covering done. When it's only Meiraglam. Eli Yamid Bisham, but if you say the Brisa goes Shaloikadin, the Brisa goes like Bishamai. So Beishamai don't permit you to hold on to the tefillin either by Nikov Mgdolim or by Nikov Mgtana. By neither. Haloshor v'lo midi, they don't allow anything. So how do you read that line in the Braisa? Dvarm sheitai t'lucha kan, osar t'lucha kan. According to Beis Hillel is nicha. Beis Hillel is only makel by tzoya to be Meshama, but by Meiraglaim is not Mekel. You shouldn't hold on because you're going to get the Nitzaitzis on the film. So the Gemara says, Nachamo, the Gemara says that Rav Amar Rav Sheshes is wrong. Rav Amar Rav Sheshes says that Braisa only goes like Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to hold on to the tefillin both by Hatolas Meiraglaim and by Tzoya. It's muta by both. So the Gemara says, but the Brisa seems not to read straight, according to Rava. It says, Ram Sheitai Telecha Kan Asar Telecha Kan. It seems to contradict what Rava said. It does go like Beis Hillel. Yamed Bishlam Beis Hillel Itai Telecha Kavua Asar Telecha Kan Beis Akisei Roy. Eli Yamed Bisham, I hold a shor v'lo midi. Bisham don't allow anything. Everything more, no. That Bryce said about Ram Shei Taitel Chakan, those on something else. Kitan Yehi Linya Tefel Chatvachayim. What is that? When a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he should still try to keep himself, his clothes on. Shouldn't take off all of his clothes. By us, we have separate stalls. So I think the whole din doesn't apply. But if you don't have separate stalls, a person should keep as many of his clothing on as possible. So what's absolutely necessary? So the Brisa says, the Tony, there's a stira. The Tony Chalik Shun Nifne, Megala Lachra Tevra Lefana Tvachayim, Tanyinoch, Lachra Tevra Lefana, but like Klum, it's a stira between the two Brisa. My Lab, Yidu Yidu Biish, both talking about a male, Veloi Kash, Kan Likdonim, Kan Liktanim, Kan Likdonim, Kan Liktanim. that what? If it's Nikovim Ktanim, we're Mater Lefanov also. When it's Nikovim Gedolim, you're not Mater Lefanov Aloklum. So Gemara says the Brisa that says Ramshi, Tarte Lechakan, Asarte Lechakan, to be Megala Lefanov is only Mutter by Nikovim Ktanim. By Nikovim Gedolim, we're not Mater Lefanov anything. So that's what the Brisa goes on. Goes on that, and how much of the body is going to be exposed. So the Gemara says, how can it doesn't make sense for Tisbura? That's the issue to the steer between the two brises, that the one brise is the Kav Ketan, one is the Kav Gdoilim. The Tisbura, Ibe Ketan, Lach Rav Tefach Lomli, why does he have to be Megala anything Liach Rav? So it can't be, Elevi Yidi Begdoilim, they're both talking about the Kav Gdoilim. He's Nifna, the Kav Gdoilim. So how come... And one brisa says lefana below klum, and one brisa says he is megala. And for the gemara below kasha, abiyisha, abiyisha. That's why. Abiyisha, abiyisha. By a man, the meraglim is going to shoot ahead, so you have to be megala lefana also. But by an isha, the tzoy meraglim, everything is going to go out through the back. She doesn't have to expose any of her body in the front. It means it's apnei asada. So if there are other people going to be walking around there, if it's a separate room in the Beis HaKisa, so the whole Gemara doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, "V'lo kasha abiyish abiyish." The Gemara is not happy with that pshat. I hachi, if that's what it means, one is ish, one is a zachar, one is an ekev. I hachi, v'adik tani alo zel kavu chomer shein olav tshuva. Frag the Gemara, my ein olav tshuva darka demilsa hachi yisa. By man, you have to expose in the front and in the back, because the meraglim may shoot all over the place. By woman, everything is going to go out through the back. So why did the Gemara find it so surprising? Dark in the middle, so that's the way it goes. The difference between a male and a female, the physiological difference. Why do they find it so difficult to understand? So the Gemara said, you have to go back to the original shot, that the Braisa that says... The brisa that says Ram Shaitarta Lakana Sarta Lakhan Mzeva Kabakham Shain Allah Chuva, it's not talking about Lafana Baliakra, we go Elalaba Tfilin. It must be going on Tfilin. But the Yufta the Rav Amar Rav Sheshes, it shows that he's wrong. He said that according to Beis Hillel, you take in the Tfilin with you both by Meiraglaim and by Tzoya. And according to Beis Shammai, you don't Nachmo. He said, according to Beis Shammai, you don't allow to take in the tefillin at all. And according to Beis Hillel, Nochamon, that what again? What did Rav Amar Rav Sheshes say? Again, on the first white line. The Brisa says, you're not allowed to hold on to tefillin when he's being mashed in. So that's only Beis Shammai Shita. The Beis Hillel, we allow you to hold on to the tefillin when he's being nifne by Nikov Mekdolim. So certainly by Nikov Mekdolim would be muta. Should be muta. So the Braisa goes Shaloi Kedin. So what does Gemara say now? It's a teyufta. The Braisa says, Ramshi Taita Luchakan. And the reason should have been a Kavachimer, and we don't follow the Kavachimer. So the Gemara said that Brisa is a Tiyufta against Rava Omer of Sheshes, because the Brisa says we only amati you to take the Tfilin with you, to hold on to the Tfilin when he's Ois in the Kovim Gdolim. When he's being Mashtim, we don't allow him to take it with him, because he may be Meshapshift in Itzoitzis, and it'll get onto the Bias, get onto the Tfilin. So the Gemara says, according to Rava Omer of Sheshes, Beis Hillel is matter on both, and the Braisa is against him. The Braisa is distinguishing. Even though it should have been a Kal v'chomer, if you're allowed to take the tefillin with you for the Kavim Gedolim, certainly for the Kavim Gedolim. So the Braisa says, no, it's a Kal v'chomer she'en alei tshuva. It's a good tekasha, but that's the din. So the Gemara said, the Braisa is against Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Sheshes. You see that he's not right. Ihochi, it's a Gemara. If you're going to say, Ho, Bisha, Bisha, why is it? It's Kavachem Shen Alel Tshuva. There's no way to answer it I'm not sure. Darker the milsa, hachi yisra. That's the men and women have a different kind of a body. And say that it goes on the different. One price it goes on men, one price it goes on women. Let's go back on tefillin. And it's a tiyuft against Rav Amar Rav Sheshes. He's wrong. That Beisilil only allowed to take the. To hold on to the tefillin when he's nifne and when he's mashten, we wouldn't allow it. So the Gemara says, so what about the Kal v'chomer? Mikol makom kasha hashta beisikis kibur shari beisikis arbay lakol shken. And for the Gemara name, there's a difference. Beisikis kavua, he's being nifne, the no issue of nitzaitzis. So then we allow you to hold on to the tefillin in your hand, keneged libo. Beisikis arbay is ikan nitzaitzis. So then we don't allow it because he may get the nitzaitzis onto the tefillin. So then the Gemara says, hihochi. So why does it say this? A kal v'chomer shen alel tshuva. It's yesh alel tshuva. It just gave the answer. Here there's an issue with nitzaitzah, here there's not. Mara says, nahachi kama. If you're just going to concentrate on what's machama, what's makal, then you're going to have a kasha, and we won't be able to answer it. But if you'll go with svara, that by hashtana, there's nitzaitzah's mereglayim, so then we'll answer it. Then there's no arup the kasha. Hachi kama, hamilse. This din, these dinim have to be analyzed based on svara. If it's mutter to hold on to the tefillin when he's nifne, should be a kavachem, then it should be mutter to hold on when he's being mashtin. But it's not a good kavachem because mila de alma, here there are nitzaitzes and there are no nitzaitzes. Okay. Yeah, but yes, it never comes up. We don't have this issue. You have a pair of tefillin, so you don't hold it in your hand. The person has to go to Beis HaKisei. He puts a tefillin in his suitcase and he takes the suitcase in with him if he's in the airport. If he's a Beis Medrash, so he leaves the tefillin and says, Mokam HaMashtam. So he leaves the tefillin in the Beis Medrash. He gives the tefillin to someone else to hold on to. Yeah. What does the Gemara have? Tana Rabbanan. You have a Braisa. They used to wear tefillin all day long. So what are you going to do if you're going to have the guy's going to have a wedding. He's going to wear the tefillin in a suda also. Let's see the Gemara. So first the Brisa talks, it's embarrassing to have to go to the... They didn't have a men's room there. So it's embarrassing to have to go to the suda in order to lasen sarachov in the middle of a big meal. So you want to take care of it in advance. So what's the konis l'sudas keba? It's going to be a couple of hours. So he should try to go to the bathroom in advance. Mahalach asar pam dalaramas. He should walk 10 times dalaramas and each time check himself. Rashi says, or dalapam yudalamas v'yifana v'chakach nichna. Shein, okay. Because there isn't going to be any men's room there. Shein. Then the Gemara has to show what's going to be with the tefillin. They used to wear tefillin all day long. He's going to wear tefillin in the middle of the party also. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak anichnas l'sudas keva. Going to be a couple of hours. Cholitz tefillov. You should really take off the tefillin because he may get tipsy, he may get drunk in the middle, and that'll be a bizoin to the tefillin. Upliga der apchia dam apchia menichan al shulchanai. V'chein hoda lo. Why is upliga? What's exactly the machlekes? The first one says take off the tefillin and then go. Leave the tefillin at home. And the other one says no, bring the tefillin with you and leave it on the table so that when you finish eating by the party. You should put the tefillin back on. So what exactly are they fighting about? What does Rashi say? Cholitz tefillov shema yishtaker. He may get drunk, and then that'll be a bizoin. The other one says you should leave the tefillin on the table. V'chein hodolo shiyum zimonim lov yasir inichem mishas brocha. You should put on the tefillin back again when it's time for benching. And the first one says you should leave it home. What's exactly the machlekes? I don't know. What are they fighting about over here?
Between going home and
Yehudei,
what a
film. Yeah.
So that you want to have him right away.
And the other one says you should leave it home.
Leave it home.
For an hour. He says, for half an hour, when he walks home, he's not going to be wearing tefillin. And their practice was they wore a whole day long. So I don't get exactly what... Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So the one of them says, B'shas Brochem, it's time to bench B'chas Amazon, and he sees he's not drunk. If he sees he's half drunk, he should not put the tefillin back on. But he sees that he's not drunk, so then he should put the tefillin back on a bench and wear the tefillin when he goes home. The other one says, no, he should leave the tefillin at home. I don't know. Yeah. Then in more quotes, a brisa. Tony Chodah, we have a brisa. Tzar adam tefillah v'imoisa b'afar kosusoi. Afar kosusa is what? Is a shirt? Undershirt. Afar kosusa, I think, is a beged zeil, the undershirt. So it says you're allowed to wrap your tefillin with your money together in an undershirt. Tanya erech lo yotzer, that you're not allowed. The Gemara says, lo kasha ad azmanei ad lo azmanei. If he designated this undershirt, he's not going to wear it anymore as an undershirt. He's always going to wrap the tefillin in this. Then you're not allowed to put the money together because it's the tashmish kedusha. But if the undershirt is still an undershirt, he wants to wear it. Just he has no place to put the money. He has no place to put the tefillin. So b'mikre, he's leaving the money with the tefillin in the undershirt. So if it's tzei v'loy azmanei, then there's no problem. That's what Gemara says. Loy kasha hodi azmanei hodi loy azmanei. If you designated it kavua, that you're going to use it as a tashmish kedusha, then it has the status of tashmish kedusha. But if you just put it in temporarily, I put the tefillin in my pocket, so the pocket doesn't get the status of tashmish kedusha. Dom Rav Chizda, hai sudra the tefillin. Sudra the tefillin means a tefillin zekel. Azmanei lemeitzah be tefillin, he designated it to put tefillin in, the tzor be tefillin, also lemeitzah be pshitit. If you use it, put in tefillin, you're not allowed to put matbeis in, pshitia coins. Now I'll use it as a wallet. Once you designated it as a tefillin zekel, now I'll use it to put in wallets. Let's say some people have a tefillin zekel and they put money, they put in coins with tzedakah in a tefillin zekel. So the Gemara said, that's not right. If you designated this tefillin zekel for tefillin, so you're not allowed to use it to put in money. That's not proper. You have the plastic cover on top of the cloth. So that's already tashmish detachment. That's twice removed. The cloth tefillin zekel is tashmish kedusha. The plastic is to protect the cloth tefillin zekel. So the Gemara says in Megillah, the tashmish detachment, tashmish detachment does not have the status of tashmish kedusha.
Well, the boxes that we put the
tefillin,
is that considered a kiss?
The boxes are tashmish kedusha, yeah, but the ritzuas are still on the outside of the boxes. So the tefillin zekel is still a tashmish kedusha for the ritzuas. Tefillin consists of three parts, parshias, batim, and ritzuas. So what you have in the cardboard box or the plastic box is only the bais, but the ritzuas are still an integral part of the tefillin, so the ritzuas are still exposed. So the cloth tefillin zekel is a tashmish kedusha directly. If the only thing that would be glufik kedusha would be the bais, then the cardboard box is tashmish. And the tefillin zekel, the cloth one, would already be a tashmish to tashmish. The days of the Gemara, the Gemara says in Megillah, the paroiches had the status of tashmish kedusha. So Gemara says, why? But the Sefer Torah is put into the Aron Kodesh, the wooden Aron Kodesh, that's tashmish kedusha. Then the paroiches is outside, so it's twice removed from the Sefer Torah, it's tashmish to tashmish. The Gemara says, no, that their practice would be when it's time for Kriyas HaTorah, if they wouldn't have a mapa, a mentala to put on the Shulchan, their practice would be, they would take off the parochas when the Aron Kodesh, put it on the Shulchan, and then put the Sefer Torah directly on top of it. And this was a practice kavua. They would always do like that. Very often they would do like that. By us, we never do like that. By us, we never take on the parochas to cover the Shulchan. If there's no cover on the Shulchan, someone puts a talis there. And he doesn't plan to leave the talis there permanently. He plans to take the talis back to use it as a garment. So the talis doesn't, just like when I put the tefillin in my pocket, my pockets only be kroy, the pockets don't become tashmishi kedusha, so the talis doesn't become tashmishi kedusha. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, even though Bizman HaGemara, the Perechas had the status of tashmishi kedusha, Bizman HaZeh has the status of tashmish to tashmish, twice removed, and therefore it doesn't have the status of kedusha. Twice removed does not have the status of Kedusha. There's a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Beitza that you're not allowed to make curtains out of Shatnas. Gemara says, why not? Shatnas is Mutaba. No. Why are you not allowed to make curtains? Shatnas is a din. So if I wear clothing, I stick my arms and I stick my legs in the trousers. If the clothing that I wear is shatnes, so that's levisha shatnes. So if I'm sitting in a barber chair and he puts a whole sheet on top of me to prevent the hair from getting stuck to my clothes, then that's layala alecha, that's ha'alo. Or I'm in bed and I have the blanket on top of me is made from shatnes. So that's not levisha, it's not a garment, but it's ha'alo. So halo is also there are two psukim. The Gemara has in the first, in the beginning, sugin in Yivamis. There's an isa levisha la silba shatnes, they climb shatnes la yar alacha. Halo is also asa. But over here, the curtains that are hanging, there's no levisha, there's no halo. So what's wrong? Why is it asa to make a vilon shal shatnes? So the Gemara says because sometimes if it's chilly, a person is not wearing a sweater will lean on the curtain, so the curtain should keep them warm. So since there is a possibility that someone will lean on it in order to warm himself, that will be a violation of ha'aloh. It's not levisha, it'll be ha'aloh. So you shouldn't make the vilon shel shatnes. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that since in the days of the Gemara, the pareches in shul was a tashmishi kedusha, so you're not allowed to lean on it. You're not allowed to keep warm. So you're allowed to make it shel shatnes. And the practice used to be that they always used to make... Very often, 90% of the parochas in the United States will automatically be made unless you give instructions how you want it. If you don't tell them how to make the parochas, 90% of the time they'll make the shatnas. Why they do such a minig? Because in the Beis HaMikdash it was shatnas. So they wanted to make dumi in the Beis HaMikdash. So they always make parochas shatnas. But then it says in the Yerideya that this is only Bismar HaGemara, that the parochas would be miyuchad to put it on the shulchan and put the sefer directly on it. So the parochas had a din of tashmishi kedush, but b'zman hazeh, we never put it on the shulchan. We never take it off on the Aron Kodesh. It's very hard to take it off. So it only has the status b'zman hazeh of twice removed, tash to tashmish. So it doesn't have a din of tashmishi kedush. So then you are allowed to warm yourself. So then you're not allowed to make it from shatnas, because someone may warm himself. So when a shul orders a parochas, they should really tell him, please do not make a shatnas, because 90% of the time they always make a shatnas. If you don't give them instructions one way or the other, 90% of the time they will make it shatnas. Yeah, that's why in Europe there was a common minhag. They used to use, we spoke about, they used to use the parochas for chuppah. A lot of the old parochas would have four rings in the four corners, and they would put the four poles when they have a couple get married, so they would use the parochas. How can you use the parochas for a wedding? Isn't it tashmishi kedusha? So they say, b'zman ha'gemara, you wouldn't be allowed to use it, but b'zman hazeh, it's tashmish to tashmish, because the Sefer Torah is held by the Aron Kodesh, and the parochas is to beautify the Aron Kodesh. It's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. The twice removed, it doesn't have the status of tashmish ikdush. Is dinim are relevant, halacha lamaisa, yeah. Some say it's still not right. Some achayim say it's still not right to use it for a chuppah. Correct. The parochas is twice removed from the Sefer Torah, so it doesn't have a din of tashmish kedusha, is tashmish to tashmish, twice removed, but it should have the status of kedusha's beis haknesses. So it doesn't have the status of tashmish kedusha. A mentala of the sefer Torah is gufi kedusha, the mentala is tashmish kedusha, and the paroiches in front of the Aron Kodesh is twice removed, so it doesn't have the high level status of tashmish kedusha of a mentala, but it still is part of the furniture of the beis haknesses, so it should have the status of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So you shouldn't use Beis HaKnesses paraphernalia for a chasana. It's not right to use that either. So some had the insistence, some had the practice, they insist you're not allowed to use parochas for a chuppah, but that was a very common minig in Europe. They used to use the parochas. In fact, we once...
Still using the chairs and the tables that are
Yeah, the chairs and the table, that's for our use. The chairs were intended for our use. We sit on the chairs. So if you want to borrow the chairs from the shul and use it for a wedding or shabbat brachas, that would be mutar. The tables also. We sit by the table and we write our checks and we do our business on the table. Yeah. But the furniture of the Beis HaKnesses, that's not miyuchad for people to sit on. The Aron Kodesh, let's say, that's or the parochas, that should really have the status of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. You really shouldn't use it for other purposes. Some Achranim said, we discussed some Achranim said, a lot of the old parechas, and you would see they had four rings, and four metal rings in the four corners. So some argued the point, they say, that what is a chuppah all about? How does that accomplish nisuin? So they say that it's called hachnasa l'rishusai. And arusa is an eshesish shalom be'beis habal, and ensua is an eshesish be'beis habal. That's why we say, l'chipa bado be'ad beisa, beisa zulishta, the kangodla has to be married on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says in Yuma, the first pair, beisa zulishta, kangodla has to have nisuin with the wife. If he only has erisin, that's not enough. He has to have nisuin. So why, how do you do nisuin? Hachnasa l'beisa, hachnasa l'rishusa. So how is that good? How is the canopy acceptable? So they say it's a tzuris ha-pesach, like for Shabbos purposes, like an erev. We call it Yiddish an erev. You have kana b'kama kana b'kama kana al-gabayim. So you have four of those. So that accomplishes that that area below, directly below the chuppah, is considered as if it's a chedem miyuchad b'fnei atzmai. And the chos and kala went into the room. There are other people there also. The Masada Kedushin is there, and the parents are standing under the same. If it's big enough, so the parents are standing there, and the Edi Kedushin are standing there too. But the Chas and Kala both went, it's not a Cheda Haroi Lebiya. The Rambam says you need Yichar Haroi Lebiya. Achnasa Lushusa. So you're not satisfying the Rambam. So we, so the Magen Avraham says the meaning is that you go immediately to the Yichud room right after the Chuppah to satisfy the Rambam's opinion as well. You should rush to the Yichud room without too much of a pause in between. But why do we assume that you say the bracha and then they stand under the yichud, under the chuppah? Why is that good? Because that constitutes a separate room. So if it's supposed to be kana mikama kana mikama kana gabem, so if you have a circle, you have a ring, a metal ring in all the four corners, and you have a pole, so there's nothing really going from the top of one pole to the other. That's really menatzad. The edge of the cloth, the parochas is usually rectangular in shape. And the edge of the parechas on the four sides is not going from on top of one pole to on top of the other pole. If there's a ring, so it's going from the side of the pole to the side of the next pole. So that's what the Gemara says, Turas HaPesach Men Atzad is not acceptable. So that's why in Europe, if you look in the big Ebenezer, look big Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, so on the side they have one of the comments from the Bechotcher Rav, Bechotcher was a city in Galicia. They have the, it's called Ezem Mikodesh. So he has a comment, he says, that's not right. What you should do is really to make a slit in the four corners of the garment, rather than have a ring, a metal ring in the corner, so the edge of the pareches is going to be minatzad of the pole. You should really make a slit in the four corners, and then the cloth goes from on top of one pole to on top of the other pole. So that'll be a tzuris ha-pesach al-gabeim. Kana mikama, kana mikama, the kana al-gabeim. The cloth on top, the gold top of one pole on top of the other pole, that's the kon al gabeim. That's according to that opinion that why is standing under the canopy, why is that constitute nisuin? Is that considered hachnosa l'rishusa? Yeah, so that was an issue in Europe. Most did permit using parechas for the chuppah, and some had the insistence that they didn't allow it, even mizman hazeh, that it said in Shulchan Aruch that it's not a tashmish to tashmish. That it's not a tashmish kedusha, because it's twice removed. It's a tashmish to tashmish, but some held it still. It's like a part of the furniture of the shul. So as kedusha is beis haknesses, they still shouldn't use it. Anyway, so this is the famous gemara. Azmenei veloitzor be will abay dioma hazmona milsi going to abay. We don't pass like abay. It's not yal kegam. Azmen avkav loitzor be will be hooked to will be osabano. Sorbei, if I did use the tefillin zekel, I put the tefillin in my pocket, so it makes the pockets into tashmish kedusha. The answer is no. He asmenei also, he asmenei loy. If not asmenei, then not. Just torbei alone is not. So that's a shaila. The Gemara said there in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, Orig beged lameis, Rashi quotes. Orig beged lameis only if the guy died already. If he didn't die yet, a living person buys tachrichem, so that's not yet tashmish emes. So what if I didn't buy a pair of tefillin yet? I'm going to buy a pair of tefillin. And I already bought a tefillin zekel. So if you all like Rava, we pass like Rava, you need azmenei vitzor. Vitzor be. Azman alam milsehi. So if I didn't put the tefillin in a tefillin zekel yet, it's not yet tashmishik kedusha. So the way we pass on aloha, there's no issue. Shad is if the din would have been like Abai. If what would Abai say? if the guy didn't die yet, and you make a tachmichim, so the Gemara says, Oreg beger lachai, even Abai agrees that you don't say hazman amelse, because he's not dead yet. How can you call it tashmishi ameis, mishamshi ameis? So what if the parsha of tefillin was given, but I didn't buy the tefillin yet. I'm going to be bar mitzvah, I'm going to buy the tefillin. So at first I bought the tefillin zekel, but the institution of tefillin exists in the Torah. So can you say, I think they quote from Abdalvila in the He'oris ala chumash, ala Torah, that Abdalvila thought, ba'orig beged la meis, let's say you have tachrichim for one meis, you're not allowed to use it to bury, let's say I bury this meis, I wrap the mace up in tachrichim, then I decide I want to buy fancier tachrichim. This is too cheap. So am I allowed to use it for a different mace? So I think Rav Dovla assumes you're not allowed to. Not allowed to. It's Misham Shah mace may not be used for anything other than this mace. Not allowed to use it for any other mace. Masheni can tefillin zekel. If you use the tefillin zekel for tefillin de Rashi, then they can't use it for tefillin de Rabbeinatam. That's Malama Kodesh Velom Meridin, because we assume that Tefillin de Rashi is kosher. Tefillin de Rabbeinatam is questionable. We don't say a bracha on Tefillin de Rabbeinatam. It's only a chumrah. But you're allowed to wear, you're allowed to use a Tefillin zekel, a different pair of Tefillin. It's not the Huktzin of the source, it's only Misham Shei Tashmishi Kedusha for this pair of Tefillin. So maybe, since it's different, and so maybe once the parsha, once the institution of Tefillin exists on the books, maybe if I didn't buy a pair of Tefillin yet, I bought a tefillin zekel, if the din would have been like Abai, it's not like Abai. So the din is not nagel halacha, but the shan said, din, if, what would Abai say? If he bought a tefillin zekel before he bought a pair of tefillin, maybe then it would be asabah no. Maybe that's called asbenei. By the mace not, because you have to, it's tashmisha mace for this mace. You can't switch it to another mace. That's the mashmos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Can't switch it to a different mace. But tefillin, you probably can't switch to another tefillin. So, as long as the parsha of tefillin was given, so the parsha is then according to Abaye.
Maybe I'll never use it. Maybe I'll never use it according to Abaye. He might decide, I'm going to buy a nice one.
Okay. But then it should still, we pass like Rav Azman Allah Milsi, but it's still, if you're all like Abaye, then it should be. It should be Azman, it should be Allah to answer it. Okay, we'll stop here. Then we're going to continue about how to treat the tefillin b'kedusha. Okay. So what are we going to do tomorrow? We'll continue. So we leave off in the middle of the Beis HaKisei. Okay. Our Beis HaKisei doesn't have it. Okay.
Rebbe just said that Surus and Batim are all part of one.
Three parts to the Guf HaKdusha. Yeah.
So, when the Gemara says in Megillah that the Rukus are Neshmishe,
yeah.
So what does that mean?
That's very important. The Parshios have Kedusha's Torah Shebichsav. So, the Batim and the Rukus are Neshmishe.
Oh, you can go to Gorg Melchana.
How do you get it around your neck? Put your head on.